Do you know the quality of your stored hay? Find out why that's important on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman. Working hard all summer to put up hay for your livestock throughout the winter is something all farmers and ranchers do and is very beneficial. But do you know exactly the quality of that hay? Hay testing is a critical part of any operation to make feed decisions this winter, and Nebraska Extension cow-calf specialist Rick Rasby talks about why it's important and what you should be looking for on a test result.
You will get on as received and then on a dry matter. So difference between those is that on the average as received numbers basically include moisture in those numbers, because you don't send in a dry sample, you send in a sample that has moisture in it. So the as received and then the dry matter, basically the dry matter is the numbers that are calculated with the moisture out. So it's at 100% dry matter. And when we look at balancing diets or rations, we use the dry matter because nutrient requirements of the beef cow or any beef animal are based on dry matter. People get focused in on that as received and say, man, there can be a big difference, and there can be depending on the amount of moisture. But take a look at the dry matter. We look at dry matter when we develop rations because the nutrient requirements are based on dry matter.
He talks about the difference in what you have compared to what you need in order for producers to make decisions on making up the differences in supplements.
When I think about inventory, and I think about hays that I would have that have differences in quality. And so the idea would be I'd basically get an inventory of the hay that I would consider high quality, medium quality, and low quality. And then the other piece of that is that once I get that inventory based on quality, the idea would be, when am I going to feed that particular hay? Or it gives me a good idea based on that test, when would be the best time to feed that hay without an awful lot of supplementation. So once you get it inventoried by quality, I would inventory hays. If I had alfalfa, I'd probably inventory by protein as well, because alfalfa is a good quality protein. But the other hays, I'd probably inventory by TDN. And the idea is that once you get them inventoried by quality, you go back and take a look at, okay, does this feed meet the animal's requirement if I feed it at stage X, or if it doesn't meet the requirement at stage Y, maybe it's better to feed it at stage X, or maybe be able to take a look at the inventory and say, okay, this is the kind of hay that I'm going to wait to feed until after calving.
Nebraska Extension Livestock Systems Educator Ben Beckman says that there might also be some calculations going into the decisions on what and when to feed your cattle.
You know, on that end, we got to do a little bit of math. You can usually figure, depends a little bit how we're storing and everything, but figure most hay sitting around 10% moisture or so, just for an easy number to work with. And so we can make adjustments, or you can go back to that hay test you have, you know, that gives us the moisture content of that hay. And so we can kind of just basically back calculate back off of, once we've developed that ration with the numbers from the dry matter, we can just do a little bit of math on the back end and change it back to an as fed basis. Then we know exactly how much, you know, we need from those hay bales that we actually have. And then once we have that all figured out and we know a little bit of our operational plan going forward and what our calendar looks like, you know, we can start thinking about staging that hay and getting it, you know, in a place. We don't know what the winter's going to look like, but it's always better to have it so it's easy access, so it's not in a mud hole or something like that that's going to be really hard to get out of if we get a lot of snow and drifting and things like that. And think about kind of what Rick was talking to, that if we've got bales that we want during that peak lactation period when the cow's demands are highest, where do we put those at in the bale yard so we kind of are getting to those at the point of the year that we're actually going to need them and we don't need to be moving other bales around. It's going to look different for everybody's operation, but way that we can lay things out so it's going to be the easiest to get to and we're not having to make decisions on the fly and figure out which bales are which and how we've sorted all of that.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.